If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. It's a pretty fast ship.
I don't want to spoil anything.
It's a pretty fast ship. Anyway, Solo, a Star Wars story. One thumbs up and one thumbs medium.
Medium, for sure.
One medium thumb.
Yeah, it's worth seeing, for sure.
Yeah, I love it a lot. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
You know, Anthony, it's been a while since we've done a Chronicles of the Badass.
That's probably because they never work out in your favor.
Well, I think that the record shows that they sometimes rarely do work out in my favor.
Okay.
This is our periodic recurring segment where we take a look at a badass who did something that a regular ass probably wouldn't be able to do.
The Kessel Run.
Yeah.
In 12 parsecs.
12 parsecs.
Is that time or distance?
That would be, I think it's distance.
Who knows?
Yeah. I think that would be a perfect chronicle of a badass. Were it real.
Mm-hmm.
and there's been some ups and downs in our chronicling, with people you've poked holes in their badassery. I think I've found one that is above reproach.
Well,
above reproach, I say.
Well, if you say it,
this is a badass that, maybe not in a traditional sense, maybe not in a sense that has been the case with our other chronicles, where they've done some physical feat or some act of survival. This is
some sort of obstinate stupidity.
Yes.
I would say mostly that
this
one.
This is a man, you may have heard of. This man is named, James Harrison. He's an Australian man. And
James Harrison from Australia.
Yeah.
How is he doing?
He is doing.
Nobody has heard of this fucking guy.
No.
Jeff.
Okay. He's known as the man with the golden arm. He has.
Because he's the best pitcher that anyone's ever seen. He's 7 years old. It was a rookie of the year situation.
Yeah. He went straight to the major leagues.
Straight to the majors. Loved his mom.
They call him the Doogie Howser of baseball.
That's what they call him, the golden arm.
No, I'm wrong.
I've never heard of this guy. Nobody has.
He has saved. He is responsible for saving the lives of 2.4 million babies.
Because 2.4 million babies fall off this clip and he uses his golden arm to grab them.
Grab the babies.
And he says, hold on.
A lot of
Hold
cliffs.
On tight.
A lot of cliffs in Australia.
And like the diaper is slipping and the baby is slipping out of the diaper.
Oh no.
And he's like, but he's got that golden arm.
He got the golden arm. Use the golden arm.
Yeah.
And the babies are transfixed by the shininess of the golden arm.
Yeah.
And they hold on.
And he saved 2.4 million babies and Australia still won't put up a fence.
Well, you know about Australia is babies in Australia are like lemmings.
Mm-hmm.
They just march in huge numbers.
Once
they march
year,
toward
in,
the cliffs.
For an unexplained reason, they just go hurtling towards the cliffs.
Lining up. Millions of them. It's insane.
So,
this is a man who has, since age 18 to age 81, the reason this is a story now is he just turned 81 and he is retiring. But from age 18 to age 81, every single week, he donated blood. Every week.
Wow.
From age 18 to age 81. And the reason he donated, he said, all told, he has donated 1,172 times, 1,162 times from his right arm, and 10 times from his left.
Why 10 times from his left?
Not golden on that arm, I guess.
They don't say why?
They don't say why. It's pretty interesting.
I guess maybe sometimes it doesn't heal as quickly as you would want the vein.
Oh, God. I can't imagine every week poking into your vein.
Every week.
Man. I want to get into donating blood as a thing because I wish I could do it. I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I tried a couple of times and I'm just not. I don't have the constitution. I can't do it.
Oh, you just it creeps you out.
It creeps me out. There was the one time that I tried to do it in high school to impress a girl. They did it wrong and it started swelling up.
Hold on a second.
It freaked me out. Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah,
you wanted to impress a girl.
I did.
And you decided to do it by doing a thing that, like, they literally pull up a van and everybody in school does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she really thought it was a good idea. I thought it was a good idea too.
Sure. But impressive and a good idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's two different things.
Well,
that's like saying I really wanted to impress this girl, so I gave all my old video game t-shirts to Goodwill. And she was like, "Oh my God.
Yeah.
A philanthropist?" Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just all my old fucking freebie t-shirts that I've ever gotten from anything. I gave them to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I fucking clothed people that needed clothes.
I could have thrown them in the garbage,
but
I didn't.
Not for free. People have to come to the Goodwill and buy that shit.
And I got a tax write-off.
Yeah. It was really just more like the Goodwill was on the way and I tried to sell this shit on eBay and nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
But it impressed her. I think I'm gonna have sex.
No, I did not have sex from that.
No. That was just me being you thinking.
Right. Oh, definitely thought.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Because of giving blood.
Right.
Okay.
The blood giving went horribly wrong. And B,
king of the giant gesture.
And B,
man of action.
It was less. I'm a chronicle of a badass myself. It was less. Maybe I was a less impressing the girl and more attempting to not disappoint the girl by just not getting
gotcha.
Blood.
There you go.
You know,
didn't want to lose points. Didn't think you were going to gain points.
Right.
But this was
it was
a
more like
nothing.
Avoid
situation.
Massive embarrassment.
So you go. You try to give the blood,
and it they you know sometimes they'll miss or do it wrong, and it started swelling up, and it was excruciating, and I got scared.
Oh, and ever since then you've
ever
got the
since
creeps.
Then I can't. It's terrifying. I'm not good with needles anyway.
Yeah.
You know that we've talked about acupuncture and everything.
Yeah.
I can't. I just am not. I get the heebie-jeebies.
I have no issues with it. I used to give blood a lot in New York because mm-hmm. You would just get off the subway and the blood bank truck would be there. Is it a real blood bank truck? Who knows? I trust them. It looked clean. They had cookies. Seems like a blood bank truck.
I feel like you're more of a take blood kind of guy.
Well, when I can.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they say, whenever you're in a place, when you're traveling, whenever you're in a place that has a free snack, take the free snack, whether you're hungry or not.
For sure.
You know, or anytime you're somewhere that has a bathroom, just go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Somebody offers you a mint. You take that mint because you never know what they're trying to tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to take a bag of blood.
You take that bag.
Take a bag of blood.
You never know when you're going to need it.
When are you going to need blood? All the time.
Well, that circles us back to our story because there is a certain complication that can happen at birth. A woman with Rh negative blood can have an Rh positive fetus. That's known as Rh incompatibility. And what happens is her body can develop an immune reaction that attacks her baby's blood cells.
Whoa.
And that puts the child at risk. It literally is life
threatening. Like during pregnancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
not like afterwards. It's not like once the baby is born and the mother can't touch it or it bursts into flames.
No, it becomes incompatible in the womb.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So the mother and the
out of the womb, you're good.
Yeah. Gotta get out that womb.
In the womb. Woo.
Problem is getting out.
Problem is getting out.
Yeah. That's what they say. You know, when they try to get out and they keep pulling me back in.
That's what they
That's
say.
That's the quote.
That's what baby Al Pacino said.
Baby Al Pacino. He's adorable. He's like, Attica, Attica.
That's what he's like.
Yeah. Then in the
60s. Yeah.
If I was the man I was two months ago.
I'd take a flamethrower out of this place.
Baby Al Pacino's adorable.
Baby Al Pacino's great, but don't fucking cross him.
Yeah, new.
Do not
want to
cross
him.
Baby
no.
Al Pacino.
Never.
Okay, so.
So in the 60s, scientists discovered that there is an antibody. They call it Rho-D immune globulin. In Australia, it's called anti-D, and this is used to create a treatment. It saves babies. It literally saves lives. They inject this into the babies, and they save lives.
So our man with the golden arm, I'm guessing, is the Rh plus or the Rh negative.
He's got anti-D.
He creates the anti-D.
He's got anti-D in his bloodstream. And in fact, he has anti-D in extraordinarily high levels.
Okay.
They say it's rare to have anti-D at all, but this guy has it in peak levels.
He was bitten by a D is why.
Exactly. He was bitten by a radioactive D. And now he's anti-D.
Moving on.
So at 18, he finds out. So the story is even better with this guy, right? Yeah. Because what happened was, it is kind of a superhero origin story, to be honest with you. What happened was at 18, he gets into a car accident and he actually has to have blood transfusions, a lot of them, to save his life. And after that moment, he realized how important it is to give blood. And not only that, he said, I was in the hospital for 3 months. I had 100 stitches. He said, after receiving 13 units, almost 2 gallons of donated blood, he knew right away he wanted to give back. He said, I was always looking forward to donating right from the operation because I don't know how many people it took to save my life. So a lot of people had to donate blood to save his life.
So the first time he gives blood, do they tell him like, oh shit, you got this anti-D?
It's better than that, dude. Because the way you can get the anti-D, one of the ways you can get it
is blood transfusion.
Is by combining atypical blood in your body. Sometimes your body reacts by creating this anti-D.
Oh.
So if you have Rh positive and you get Rh negative transfused, sometimes there'll be a reaction that causes this anti-D. So he may, like a superhero,
he's like a vampire.
He may have actually gotten this in the moment that he realized it was important to give blood. He got the blood that would be the most potent way to save the most babies.
Huh.
He came out of it, anti-D, got a costume. Got a lair?
He didn't really need to get the costume. Once again, I'm just going to remind you and Mr. Harrison, it's just giving blood.
Well, it was less of a costume, more of a series of short sleeve shirts.
Yeah.
So they could get to the arm easy.
Yeah, real easy to roll up.
But kind of a costume.
Wrinkle free.
Yeah.
You don't need to iron.
Yeah, you got to get to that arm.
So this dude is given, he finds out he's got the anti-D or he's given the anti-D during this car accident and just starts giving once a week because he knows he's got the shit babies need.
Yeah, they say there's only about 200 people in all of Australia that can create the antibody.
Dude, can you imagine if you're one of the other 199 people?
A lot of pressure.
You get the call from the blood bank and they're just like, Harrison's here every fucking week.
Yeah.
He can't do it all on his own.
We have a wide open schedule.
Once a month.
Yeah. Once a month. Once every 2 months even.
Come on.
You've
actually never been in.
No, I know.
So like once would be,
but I have a really,
literally infinite times more than you've been in.
I'm recently unemployed and
that's terrible. It doesn't cost anything.
No, I know, but I really need to spend all my time.
We'll actually give you a cookie and shit.
Your cookie sounds great. I just got to get my resume
put plasma,
together.
We'll give you $30 and you'll get drunk faster.
Yeah. But, there's a lot on my plate, you know,
like to party or what?
I love to party.
This isn't part of the official.
Are you coming on to
pitch.
Me right now?
I just want to know if you like to party.
I mean, I love to party. Are we
doing this or what?
You and me?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Why don't you give blood after?
Oh, see, you suckered me in.
We're already going to be out.
Yeah, you're right.
Ah! Anti-D. So cool. So this brings up a question that I have and that I've never thought to ask at the blood bank. How quickly does blood come back?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Once a week, right? At least.
It seems like this dude would have done it more often than once a week if he could. And so maybe it does take the week to be safe.
That's interesting.
But the crazy thing is he did this. He's retiring. He's 81 years old. He's retiring. Yeah. And the reason he's retiring is because Australia won't let you donate blood after 81.
Mm.
They let him, he turned to 81.
You got that old blood.
You got old blood. They don't want old blood.
Old blood's gross.
It stinks.
Give me that new blood.
It has an odor to it.
Give me that blood that understands like cultural references.
Yeah. You want that millennial blood. That's what you want.
If somebody puts some old blood in me, am I going to understand memes?
No. You won't even be able to figure out what your mouse does.
Will I be able to drive at night? All of a sudden, I won't be able to use Netflix?
Not because of this. Because of old blood.
My fucking Wi-Fi goes out. I don't know how to log back in.
You'll start watching Fox News.
Ooh, I can't have that old blood.
Nobody wants that.
No, sir.
So they let him, it was his 81st birthday, and they let him come in one more time after they like broke the rules one more time for
one
Harrison because he was the man with the golden arm.
Just one more job.
One last job.
Yeah.
And then he's out. He lives life free and he can, but then
man,
baby
what's he
Al Pacino
do with all
showed
that extra
up.
Blood?
Baby Al Pacino showed up and he gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Pulled him back in.
Yeah.
What's he going to do with all that extra blood, I wonder?
Can you imagine the first week that you don't give blood?
It just feels like you have too much blood.
You're just like, I'm alive. He's like, I'm 81 and I've never felt better.
It's like wearing a sweater that's just like a little too tight. You can just like feel the blood.
Yeah.
You're just like, ugh. It's just like a little too much blood in
here. It's like you ate too much at a meal. You're just like full up.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like oof. just like, somebody have a needle. I just need to let a little bit of blood. Just a little bit.
Does anybody else's hand feel full?
Just like
my hands feel
like
full.
I'm wearing a glove full of water. Like I filled a rubber glove full of water and just jammed my hand.
Oh
in.
God. I just need to relieve the pressure.
You know, like eat a really salty meal.
Harrison.
Yeah. So that's cool. So he gave
amazing.
So that's a pint a week.
He's contributed to treatments for millions of Australian women, including his own daughter, who had the same condition.
Whoa.
Crazy, right?
But did his daughter have the condition because he had the anti-condition?
Maybe. I mean, that would fall in line with the superhero origin story,
that
right?
It really would.
And your own daughter.
To the death?
They had to.
Were they just trying to get each other to drink each other's blood?
She only wore long sleeves.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Never gave blood in her life.
Yeah, she was like Bizarro Harrison.
So, did this man... Do we have a total of the number of pints? Do we know?
Yeah, I gave that to you already. We said it at the beginning.
Well, give me a reminder.
It was 1,172 times. Oh, that was the times. It was not the pints.
I guess a pint a time, right?
Yeah, I guess a pint a time. Mostly he was donating plasma.
Oh, plasma's
honestly.
The good shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually like a little more, that's a little harder on you.
Yeah, he said
they put the stuff back in.
He switched from giving blood to giving plasma as often as the service would allow him. So I guess it is only once a week.
I gave plasma a lot in college because they would pay you for it.
Mm.
And they take it out and then they put the stuff that they don't need back in. And that's the painful part.
Oh, really?
And then what they do is they have you on this rotating, sliding payment scale. So the first time you come in, you get like $30. The second time you get like $45.
Whoa.
Then like the next few times you get like only 10 or 15. And then like if you give enough, it keeps like going up and down.
Wow.
And that's how they keep you coming in. You get so drunk.
Get you hooked. It's like
After you give plasma. They say, don't drink. And I was just like, motherfucker, why do you think I came in here? I got $40 and the thinnest fucking blood I've ever had in my life.
I can get two beers.
We go.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we get those little pony beers.
And they say
buckets of the mini beers.
And they say you're not a hero.
I am. Who says that?
They all do.
Because no, who says that?
They all say Carboni, not a hero.
What? That is ridiculous.
I don't say it. They do.
Wow.
I know. I'm on your side.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what does this guy get? A medal or some shit?
Well, he actually is what's so badass about this guy, I think.
Should be not made only, of iron.
Not only did he do this, he's super humble about it. He says he says people call him a hero, but he's like, I don't do anything. I'm in a safe room. I'm donating blood. They give me a cup of coffee and something to nibble on, and then I just go on my way. No problem, no hardship.
Do you know what I like?
Amazing.
This is like one of those stories that lets you know that there are very small, simple things. I mean, we don't all have super rare magic blood, but there are super small things that you can do regularly that really don't take much effort on your part.
Yeah.
But make your community around you better.
Yeah.
This is one of those.
This guy literally saved human lives by just understanding what he could do in his own small way. It didn't interfere with his life. I mean, I'm sure it wasn't comfortable all the time.
He doesn't even like cookies.
No, that's the sad part.
Takes a bite every time. He's like, fucking 70 years. I am still not into these cookies.
No, they're dry.
They're so dry.
Yeah.
Give better snacks, blood banks. Maybe more people would donate. How do y'all feel about this? Have you ever given blood? Are you,
are you scared of it?
Or are you like me where it's like, fuck it, more needles. Let's go.
All the needles.
I got two arms. What are you doing? let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those.
Golden arm.
Golden arm. And hey, if you want to talk about blood, mostly just blood is what we talk about with patrons. We do that over on the Discord channel.
Yeah, it's a blood focused Discord channel,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it's mostly just about blood and or cookies. And the way to join that is to head over to Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Donate $1 or more per month. And you get an automatic invitation to join the Discord.
Yeah. Hang out. Talk blood.